Einar is white. That's the difference. That he as a white boy, kind of like Eminem. I would say that, you know, I know a lot of people are cringing at this, but that there is a talent in rap. I'll claim that much. There's a talent in rap, and Eminem, he rapped better than most black people, if not all black people. He had a better flow, better word per minute. I think Busta Rhymes was known for being like the fastest rapper in the world for a while. I don't know if Eminem, you know, beat him in the end, but he did what black people do better. And that's what I think what Einar was doing with this. His lyrics are shit. They're basically the youth journals of a 16-year-old in ghetto Swedish, you know, talking about... This is half words all over the place. Like, he can't even speak, this guy. Like, I've listened to interviews with him. He can't even speak properly.
Do you think he's putting it on, though, like a kind of a Swedish Ebonics?
People are speculating about that. He comes from a very, upper middle class family. His mother, Lena Nilsson, she's a B actress. She's somewhat known to Swedish people from television. And his stepfather is big in the theater business. So they have connections in culture and the establishment, the cultural establishment. And I heard one guy doing the take that the parents had the wish for him to be successful within culture. And they were claiming that as a baby, he was basically writing rap lyrics, you know. The first thing he did when he came out of the womb was writing rap lyrics. So they put him on that. He liked hip-hop and he listened to that. And that was what he became. And I think, or as this guy's take, which was reasonable, is that this got out of hand. I don't think that they were anticipating the violent gangster culture that comes with this. And Einar got wrapped up in that for sure, and he obviously embraced it. I mean, come on. That's every song. I've listened to almost every song at this point. He's got 3 albums. It's all about shooting people, and he's comparing all the women to all of his weapons. Like, they're like his Glock or like his AK or whatever. And this is a 16-year-old Swedish kid, so...
How poetic. Yeah.
But the thing is, he's got a talent. I'm going to say this. The music isn't very inspired. Like, I could sit down and make something similar to that. It's just loops, really. And the lyrics are shit, but he's got a flow. He does have a flow. And whatever these ghetto blasters, nibbers, were doing, he was just doing it better than them. It's just that simple. Whatever they were doing, he did it slightly better. So he was lauded for it.